This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. When society marginalizes who you are, there's an impulse to gather with people who are more accepting. That's why LGBTQ people gathered at the nightclub Pulse in Orlando, Florida. It was also Latin night. People from two marginalized groups went there to have fun and be safe. 49 people were killed, more than 50 others wounded in a hateful attack. Now, everything for the LGBTQ community seems a little less safe. Joining me to talk about the history and importance of gay nightclubs is Tim Retzloff. He teaches LGBTQ studies and U.S. history at Michigan State University. So tell me about gay nightclubs. How did they come about and why are they so important?
Well, there's actually roots to kind of nightclubs and bars going all the way back to the early 18th century in Britain in these drinking establishments called molly houses. But in the United States, you know, there were actually saloons and nightclubs in major urban areas like New York that actually had kind of a gay presence. But gay bars, as we kind of have come to know them, have kind of taken form since World War II as being kind of predominantly gay or gay exclusive establishments. And certainly here in Michigan, we have bars in Detroit and Flint and Grand Rapids and Lansing that kind of date from that early post-war era. So many of the bars in Detroit, for instance, before Stonewall, before the emergence of gay liberation and more visibility.
Yeah, remind us what Stonewall was.
So Stonewall was this bar. It was actually an unlicensed establishment in New York City in Greenwich Village. It's probably the most famous gay bar that we know. And this is where a police harassment and a raid in 1969 gave rise to organized resistance. So there was several nights of riots that took place at Stonewall. And what happened was that galvanized a mass movement, particularly among young people, that kind of had political ramifications that we still feel today.
Right. It's basically gave rise to LGBT activism in the United States.
At least the modern form. I mean, there were small groups that existed in the 50s and 60s that kind of laid the groundwork. But as we understand it now, you know, certainly that is what we tie the current political movement to.
So why are gay nightclubs important to the community? How are they important to the community?
Well, you know, historically, they've been important in three ways. One, as kind of these all-gay spaces that have been relatively safe, albeit with some police harassment and stuff, and as social centers, as places where people can meet and gather and mingle and flirt and find something of a second family. And then third, as sites of entry into kind of this vaster gay world that, you know, larger society doesn't see. And then until someone who's gay or lesbian kind of enters into it, even they don't understand kind of the scope of this world. So this, particularly for young people, this is a site of initiation. So even in 2016, places like Pulse serve this kind of purpose.
This mass shooting at Pulse in Orlando, Florida, it's certainly not the first time people at a gay nightclub have been murdered. In 2000 in Roanoke, Virginia, one person killed, six others injured. In 1997 in Atlanta, a nail bomb was set off at a gay nightclub by the same person who set off the one that you might remember in Olympic Park. Five injured in that incident. And in 1973 in New Orleans, 32 people were killed in an arson set fire at a nightclub. So how do attacks like these affect the idea of gay nightclubs being a safe space?
You know, that's part of the tension that's going on. In some ways, they're safe spaces, but in other ways, you know, they're safe from society. They're safe from people who don't want to be seen. You know, they're sites of being relatively invisible. But at the same time, you know, if people are aware of these bars, then they might target them. So there have been gay bashings that have happened all through the years. But in addition to kind of being kind of these safe spaces, they've also been these important social centers where people found kind of second families. In more recent times, those issues have become a little less crucial. You know, so there have been discussions of the decline of the gay bar as an institution. And I think, you know, there's many reasons for that. One of them does have to do with kind of social acceptance. But as the fact that there were still 200-plus people at the Pulse at 2 a.m. at closing time kind of as a testament to, you know, the continued popularity of such places.
We were talking about how police reacted in the past to, especially Stonewall and places like that. I'm wondering what you think about the police reaction in Orlando to Pride Week celebrations and things like that these days.
Well, I think there's been a striking difference. In particular, we talked about the arson attack on the Upstairs Lounge. Here in Michigan, this bar publication called Outpost reported that the police chief actually arrived and was on the scene at Motor City Pride on Sunday. And the bar owner in Inkster was contacted by the Inkster local police. And the police are kind of sensitive enough to the situation that they're contacting them and in upping patrols around the nightclub. And I think that's a stark change from what we saw 40 years ago and 50 years ago.
I want to ask you what you make of the very divided political statements and the varying news media treatments of this mass shooting in Orlando.
I guess personally, you know, I'm speaking my personal feelings is, you know, what we're seeing here is kind of radical extremist intolerance. I wouldn't characterize the radical extremism as kind of tied to any particular ideology. I think it's just kind of certain type of intolerance that I find very troubling.
Tim Retzloff teaches LGBTQ studies and U.S. history at Michigan State University. Hey, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.